And welcome into the Monday, August 13th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined, as always, by the Ozone, John Osier. And, we're here in camp. This is our first show since the game on Friday night. And let's get to that real quickly. You know, the second half, the reserves come in and come back from a huge deficit, and this was a nice team win on Friday.
Well, it was important because it was clear Mularkey wanted to establish a tone of winning going forward. I'm not so sure that this time next year, winning the first preseason game would be that big of a deal. This year, clearly, it provided the energy. It kept things going. It's exactly what you wanted out of the first week.
Let's talk about practice earlier today at the Florida Blue practice fields here right outside of Everbank Field. The big news today was receiving. It was Justin Blackmon's first full day in full pads. Well, the team was supposed to practice in shoulder pads yesterday on Sunday, but Coach Mularkey said no shoulder pads needed after the great effort on Friday night. Well, Justin was as advertised at times. Good breaks, made some great catches today, but towards the end, you could see he was getting a little gassed, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think the significant thing we saw out of Justin today was early on when he was fresh, he looked very, very good. He had a red zone drill where he caught two touchdown passes. On one of them, he came from behind Dwight Lowry to make a catch. And when you talk to the defensive backs after practice, they all talked about how easily Justin caught the ball. That's really what, you know, can separate the great receivers from the good ones. Talking to Rasheen Mathis afterward, he said, this guy's got that.
And, you know, just seeing him in college and even the few times we've seen him here, he's going to be a gamer. Once the lights go on and he's in a pressure situation in a game, he's going to be able to go out and make plays. And I think that's the feeling around this camp, too.
Yeah, there's no question. Jerry Sullivan and Rasheen both after practice, he's clearly getting, he has to get in better shape. He mentioned that himself to some people. As soon as you see that, I think you're going to start seeing the player that they drafted number 5 overall.
It's going good. Like I said yesterday, me and Coach Sullivan meet a lot. We meet every day, and he's trying to get me caught up. Of course, I'm not, as up to speed completely. There's still things that I need to learn and don't know, but I feel like I'm coming along good and that I'll be caught up to speed.
There is a little bit of separation now at the receiver position. Lee Evans has been cut by the Jaguars, and that kind of really tells the tale around here with receivers. There are a lot of guys that are stepping up that, 5-6 guys that have a real chance to make this team. Now, first of all, where do you think they draw the line, 5 or 6 receivers?
My guess is they'll do it at 6. If you had to look at it right now and project at the end of the preseason, you'd think that's where it's going to be. LaRon Robinson, Mike Thomas, Justin Blackmon. You go all the way down to Kevin Elliott, who you look at and think has a pretty good chance to make it as a special teams guy. So you would guess they keep 5 or 6.
Don't forget about Cecil Shorts, who's really had a great few days here as well. And Shorts has looked good, too.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it for today. A shortened edition of Inside the Jaguars, just talking receivers. And, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Johnny Osher, I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll see you next time on Inside the Jaguars.